If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Angler U, the CCA Star, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, Galveston, right now it's 84 down on the island this morning. Today they're calling for isolated thundershowers this morning, then partly cloudy during the afternoon hours. High of 89 with south winds 15 to 25. And rain chance about 30% tonight. Excuse me. Partial cloudiness early, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 83. South-southeast 10 to 20. Chance of rain 40% tomorrow. Sunshine and clouds mixed. Stray shower, thunderstorm could be possible with a high of 88. South-southeast winds 10 to 20. So, all right, looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. It looks like we have four of them today. Finally, we switch back from two to four. We have a high coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's a 1.4. Then a low at 11:13 a.m. And then a high at 1:27 p.m. Then a low at 11:19 p.m. That's the strongest tide is our low tonight. It's a negative 05 coming off a 1.3. 6:28 a.m. sunrise, 8:21 p.m. sunset, and the moon is full, 99% visibility. And getting to it, let's go ahead and update the Star Leaderboard update. And it's the Texas Ford Dealers Haney Boat Division. Looks like the Red Tag Division, there's still just two tags that have been turned in. And then in the Blue Tag Division, we have four of them. Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, those four lucky anglers. Had a chance to catch them a tagged redfish. Sheephead right now still 9-9, leading the Sheephead Division by Enrique Rangel. Gafftop, 6 pounds, 1 ounce. Justin Morrison of Lumberton. And Black Drums, 11 pounds, 10 ounces. Sue Lee of League City. Offshore, the Hall Power Offshore Division leaderboard, Dorado, no kingfish have been weighed in yet. That's a 30-pound minimum. Dorado's a 20-pound minimum, and we have Cameron Hubner of Fulshear, a 37-pound, 3-ounce. Ling Cobia, 56-pound, 15-ounce, caught by Danielle Grunewald of Freeport, and Red Snapper, 20-pound minimum, Joseph Hansen of Rocheron. A 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper, red snapper. All right. Well, let's run over to the Tri-Bay area now. Let's check in with the old hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond, and see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy.
Not a lot.
It's not a lot, man. You know, we got 15 mile an hour southeast, or more south, southeast, yeah, more south. But I'm all gummed up, and I got fished the last couple of days, and I feel like I'm just wore out. to no avail. I mean, we fished our hearts out, but I had the last couple of days, I had this family. I had a Michael and his two boys, Noah and Rowan, and they're like 7 and 8 years old, or six and eight or something, but two little bitty guys, and we had a good time on Wednesday. Well, the weather, we had Tuesday we had a pretty good storm come through here and drop us about an inch of rain. It got windy. We had 25 plus east wind blowing after that thing moved through here, man. And on Wednesday, we got out there, and it was like spotty little showers along the gulf. And about time we got out there, we had fished for just a little bit, man, and not too much was going on. We started heading back in. We only had one speck, a couple of sand trout, and about 15 croakers that day, and that was on Wednesday. But we got ran off the bay about 11 o'clock. Man, this old cloud just started backing up on us, and it got dark, and I seen this wall. Well, it looked like a frontal boundary.
Yeah.
And I felt that wind blow, and I said, man, we got to get. So we hauled, made it in, made it back to the house, and then it came down. That's when we got about an inch of rain. But anyway, we struggled. I mean, it was dirty water. South wind is really, really tore our bays up everywhere down here. Starting about Monday and Tuesday, it was decent, and then the wind kept blowing from the south straight down the pipe, and everything went to a handbasket. Everything just went south. I mean, that's all I can tell you. When the south wind blows that long, our fishing goes to the south, and that's exactly what happened. Well, they didn't get enough of it. I felt so bad Wednesday that we didn't catch, we only had a modest box. And I said, well, you guys want to, I'll take y'all out for a couple hours in the morning. I knew they were going to still be down here for a couple more days. And oh, yeah, oh, please, 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 can we? The little boys. And he said, you call your mom right now and ask her. And she said yes. And so Thursday we headed out, and there wasn't hardly any difference. You're using live bait under a popping cork for the little guys. And we had a lot of bites, but there was a lot of small, little bitty black drum, and just a smattering of just a variety of fish, but really not that many keepers, man. Again, 2 days in a row, buddy, we struggled. But we did get a 24-inch red. One of the little guys got a 24-inch red, and then we had two specks and some sand trout, and then again about 15 croakers to keep, and they were just big enough to get a little potato chip fillet off of them, and they were very happy about that. But no, between the full moon and our super low tides in the afternoon, Captain Mickey, it's like winter tides. I mean, it's really been some super low tides come about 7-8 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, it's just the bay behind me was just a complete mud bank the last couple of days. I mean, it's drained our water. And so with a combination of not having our bays filled up, I mean, when both days, Wednesday and Thursday, the reefs were sticking out of the water, even though the tide was flooding in, the reefs still were sticking out of the water. It was like, just, I think our fish have relocated. I really do, because it's that time of year. Our bays get so shallow and so hot, and the water temperature, I'm pretty sure that they're going to deep now. But it's just the problem is in our area is finding some decent water. There's no green water, no green currents anywhere, so you just got to, get out there and do the best you can. That's what we did. But anyway,
well,
like I said, I'm pretty wore out today. Yeah. My nephew wanted to go today, and I called him and I told him, man, look, I fished for the last 2 days, and I said, just save your money, save your time, we'll go another time, and it just ain't right. So maybe, I know it is for somebody, but it ain't in our area. We struggled quite a bit.
Yeah, plus they had to change a little bit. Fish are going deeper, getting over deep hard shell, and
I do believe
still some
that
shoreline fish. There always will be, but the majority, most bites are going to be out deep right now, anywhere from 4 feet out to 8 feet of water over hard bottom.
Right, and then over the weekend we had that fishing fiesta. And boats from everywhere, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's a pretty big tournament, and I didn't see any results or anything. I haven't heard yet, you know, what all happened.
Yeah, I hadn't either. I'll probably hear them from Naylor on Sunday, you know, Jeff Naylor.
Hey, but I did give me a new iPhone. Do I sound any better this morning? I mean,
yeah, you're real not clear. My voice. I think it sounds a lot better than that other one.
Well, I got me a new one, buddy. I got me an iPhone 16.
Moving up, getting modern.
Boy,
modern.
Boy.
Yeah.
High cotton.
Yeah, man.
I'm cruising in high cotton, man. I got me a new phone. But, anyway. No, it's ugly down here, water conditions and stuff. It's just, you can't paint a pretty picture of it. It's really messed up down here right now. You know,
able to sugarcoat it better than that for me.
I wished I could. And even if I could, I wouldn't. I'd tell you exactly what's going on.
I know.
No, I've been to the jetties all the way to San Luis Pass, and that water's sandy. Might even have some fresh mixed in it. I took my little hydrometer yesterday and took me a couple of water samples, and we had plenty of salt in where we were fishing. The water's real salty. No stingrays. You know, the little guy thought, you know, he said, it was a flounder he missed. I said, what? He goes, it was a flounder. And the other one said, I think it was a stingray. So I don't know what they had, but they had one of them had one pulling off the back of the boat. But no, I made them enough.
Live shrimp or what?
Yes, sir. Live shrimp underneath the popping cork. And, just, you know, they had a blast. I mean, there was no shortage of bites. I mean, but it was the timing, the slack, taking it up, setting a hook, little bitty guys, and they would sit down and fish. They couldn't even see their cork because it was choppy on the bay, and it's like wave bites. Your cork would go behind the wave, they'd think the cork would go under, and they'd be yanking
and
on it.
They'd set the hook and knock shrimp off.
They'd set their hook on the wave,
trying to
set the hook on the wave. But anyway, no, they had a great time.
Kind of hard they've been with for little guys, you know.
It is. It is.
With
it's tough
keeping the slack out and all that. It is. Well, it's difficult for a lot of adults.
I know it is, and I give them all the credit in the world. Boy, they fished their hearts out both days, and yesterday one of them was so tired he was asleep when they pulled up, and Dad said he's not in too good of a mood today, you know, because they stayed up fishing in the surf till 11:30 at night, and then they get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. These little kids
fishing in, man.
Oh, they were wore out. They were wore out, and it wore me out too, man, because I made every cast for both of them both days. But they enjoyed it. He enjoyed it. They've been coming with me since before the little boy, one of them was born. I mean, they were little bitty guys when his dad first started going fishing with me. And they live just south of Dallas, between Fort Worth and Dallas. And, up in that area, so. But anyway, I'm struggling this morning.
That's all right. Throw them out a number, man.
Yes, sir. If they can always reach me at 713-208-0683, I'll be hanging around the house today trying to get some rest, but let's go fishing.
All right, buddy. See you, Glenn.
Thank you, Captain Mickey. Thanks. Yes, sir.
All right. Later. You know, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from their partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:17 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over Baytown way now. Let's check in with Captain Blaine Firemood this morning. Hey, Blaine, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mickey. Sitting over here on the dock of the bay, just wasting time at Thompson's. Yeah.
You know, I've heard that before.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
I got up early because I went to bed early last night, so I got an early start. But my crew, customers, are not going to be here until 5:45, so I got several hours here to listen to your show.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Listen to Outdoor Show and swap mosquitoes.
Yeah. And when I got up, it was a little windy, but it seems to be laying down a little bit over here on our side.
Yeah, it's come down a little bit. It really has. When I got up, it was kind of a little puffy. But made my coffee and headed to the studio, and it's been coming down.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully I can get out on the open bay today without – if the winds are down below 12 miles an hour, I can get to do that open bay stuff, and it's a lot easier on me out there. It's just a lot more fish, and you don't have to deal with all the people and all the ship traffic and everything else if I have to go upstream. When it's windy, I got to go upstream.
Yeah.
It's good fishing upstream, but I just like fishing out in the open bay a lot better.
You and me both.
Yeah, you know, I just don't like being cooped up, and I don't like all the ship waves and all that upstream. But
I can't. That's aggravating.
You know, it got calm on about July 1st, and we had about a week there, really easy, good getting limits of trout and reds, no trouble, and everything else you want. But the wind's kind of picked back up again here the past few days, so it's kind of pretty hard south wind, so I haven't stayed in the protected areas. So see, I went upstream on Tuesday, and it was easy to get our fish. We caught a whole bunch of fish, but it's just not as fun to me. It's fun for the customers. Their cork goes down every cast or whatever they're throwing at every cast early in the mornings on trout. We get our trout early, and then we start moving around looking for reds the rest of the morning. But we had to come in early on Tuesday. You well know what happened on there. That was a pretty good storm.
It was Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Yeah. But I'm telling you what, it was I got off the water just in time, and it hit Thompson's. You didn't get off the water just in time, I bet you. I heard you got a little wet.
I had a little bit of that drowned rat syndrome.
But,
one more trout cost us, and we're not even keeping fish. We were just catching release all day. But we had to get one more, man.
Get one more bite.
Get one more bite.
Man, when that hit, I'm glad I won it. If y'all were in that 50-mile-an-hour wind, of course, y'all were probably in protected water. But still, man, that was nasty when it came through. That was a strong wind.
Yeah.
And y'all got pounded in rain. You know, it never rained up here at my house, probably your house either, up here on the north end of Trinity Bay. It blew 50 and 60 miles an hour. We never got a drop.
No, it split us again. I mean, that's why it's called Umbrella Point over there on that west side of Trinity Bay. The old timers named that right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, man, fishing's been good, Mickey, all year long, really.
Yeah.
You know, for everybody.
It ain't been bad at all, man.
Up here. Everybody's catching fish, and we're still catching a lot of little ones, which that's what we have is a lot of little ones. But they're getting bigger. Every year they get a little bit bigger, and we probably catch, I don't know, at least 5 fish over 20 inches every morning. And, you know, that's fun. But still, the fish that we're keeping are around 17 to 19 inches. And most everybody wants to keep their 3 trout. Some people don't. I like it when they don't. But – because, you know, that way we don't have to worry with anything. But I don't get much of that. Some of you guys that throw artificial all day long with your people, a lot of y'all don't even keep any fish. So, and that's fun. That's a lot of fun. But anyway, we're trying to every day. We try to get our 3 trout and 3 reds per person. And then we go to the other stuff, the drum and the sheephead. Most of the people I have are in the star tournament, so we're trying for everything. I haven't tried for gaff top yet. We're not even really catching that many, to tell you the truth.
I can't blame you on that one.
The other day, a guy, we did real well, and him and his son, and he goes, "Hey, can you take a shark fishing?" I said, "Nah, I gave that up a long time ago, but I know somebody will. That guy, Sharky down in Galveston, you call him, I bet you he'll take his shark fishing."
I guarantee you, Sharky and him, Sugar Shane, they'll put them on elf. Texas hots.
Yeah, in the old days when you and I fished offshore, I took a lot of shark trips out. It's easy. Shark fishing's easy. You get out there.
The best way to shark fish back then, just go tarpon fishing. You were assured you were going to catch a ton of sharks.
Put a dead bait overboard and start drifting, and you're going to catch a shark.
Anywhere you stop, it's crazy.
And anywhere you stop, that's exactly right.
People don't have any idea how many sharks are, you know, up and down that beachfront.
I never have understood why they went to one shark a day, the limit. I don't understand that, but I'm sure there's something behind it. But maybe because of the commercial fishermen were taking all the sharks and cutting their fins off or something. I can't remember what it was why they lowered the limits. But, you know, a lot of people come from different countries to come over here and fish our waters and get fish. But I don't know why they imposed that limit. What started the whole thing about this guy wanting to go shark fishing, about a 4-footer bull shark took our trout off the hook, you know, bit it on the way in. And the guy goes, "Oh, that's what we want to do. We want to go shark fishing." I said, "Well, you got to have the right equipment and go where they really are." But I really hadn't had that much trouble up here yet on sharks. A little bit, but that day, you know, that shark ate that one, bit him off. There wasn't nothing left but a head.
You know, those little 2 to 3 foot bull sharks are everywhere in all that fresh water in the marsh.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It doesn't even affect them. You know, it's like Opie up there catfishing, man. They pull in on him, and the bull reds and the bull sharks just ruin his catfishing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't been up on that end yet. They weren't pumping the HLP.
Well, it's just now quit. It's going to be a while. I mean, they just
But it's
turned
up.
It back.
It's up. Yesterday I went over that canal. The day before yesterday, the canal is completely full, so it's pumping through the cooling pond into the bay. And I'm sure that there's two redfish sitting there at the spillway where they always, you know, tag reds. They always do, but I haven't heard of anybody catching any.
No,
up there.
I hadn't heard of one from up there yet, and they're up there fishing for it, you bet. Anyway, especially for sheephead. That used to be where all the big sheephead used to come from.
That sheephead division's been one there several times.
Oh, it has.
Those guys know how to do it, though. But anyway, but now that the flow is going, the spillway ought to kick in for, you know, all the trash fish and stuff that people are really looking for right now. I call them trash, but right now you can win a boat or a motor or a truck with that stuff. So
yeah, you can.
Or all of it. But I have not heard of anybody catching any tag reds around here at all. So
nope.
Not even caught and released. So have you heard of anybody catching any of these?
Not up our way. No, I have not.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember last year? Places they were all weighed in at. Usually they do it over at Linda Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle. But not yet. Surprised somebody over in the Sylvan Beach area hadn't caught a tagged red yet. I know they had to have released some over that way, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, early on the winds had everybody down, but if it'll calm back down, everybody can get out where they can go get them. Remember last year, one of the guides in East Bay caught a tagged red wade fishing or something over
two
there?
Two of them. It was two of them.
Yeah. They released them, and I don't think they ever got caught again.
Yeah, that was Wyatt Foster before, you know, he left up here and moved to Corpus.
Yeah, I remember seeing the pictures of the tag reds. It's crazy.
Yeah, he put them on there and released them, and nobody ever caught them.
But we are still chocolate milk mud up here in Trinity Bay, Mickey. Along the ship channel, all the way from past Texas City, all the way up here, it's just liquid mud on the Baytown side of the ship channel. So that would be the north and I guess the east side. So it's going to take a while for it to straighten
it
up.
It is. It's going to take a while.
They just now dropped the river, and it's just now come down. But I would say it's going to take a month before we can even get out here on the wells and on the big reefs and stuff like that, and all the way to the spillway. I don't know if we'll ever make it in the next month to get salty all the way up there. So we'll see. If Cedar Bio will stay salty or get salty, then it'll pump through the system all the way through the cooling pond and out into the bay, and you'll get some salt water like that up there on that north end, and that's always good to stack fish up.
Yeah, that water was still muddy up there the other day when I went to the dump.
Yeah, we're
cooling
done.
The pond was still real muddy.
I long for the old days when we could go up into the river mouth and just work slicks and work birds and catch all you want of everything, and we just hadn't seen it in a long, long time.
Those giant 10 years of it.
The drums, we've just been too fresh.
Something we could do 12 months a year, we're down to 1 to 2 months a year when it, you know, shapes up and it gets good again. It's really disheartening.
Well, that salt water gets up there and that water gets where you can see down 3 feet deep up there at the river mouth and working those slicks and just seeing big schools of reds pounding the shad on top, and it's just so easy, very easy fishing for us. It was really good for our careers back in those days, but it's a lot tougher nowadays. It's
been tough on us in the older years, though, hadn't it?
But I can say that things are coming around, though, Mickey. We've been catching a lot of trout all season since I got started back in March, but people have been catching really good all winter long and then into this spring. I mean, everybody that's come.
Yeah, I had a decent winter. I just didn't get any big fish like I normally do in the winter.
No, it's just. There's not any. When
some
I fish
those,
almost
some, a
every
bunch
day,
of those we, 4 or 5 pounders.
Yeah,
again, a lot of them 4 or 5 pounders.
Well, I throw everything. Whatever my customers want is what I do. And I mean, we throw it all. And I'm telling you, when I can't catch a 5-pound trout on a croaker in all these spots that I have where I anchor up, and it's known to those big ones are known to roam, then they're not there. They're not there. But we catch some. We caught a 6-pounder here 2 weeks ago, and that ain't saying much. 1 6-pounder, and we caught a
unicorn.
Couple 4-pounders. Yeah. But they're coming. What do they grow? They grow, a pound a year, a trout, maybe 1 pound a year?
Once they get maturity, they kind of slow down a little bit. You know, 4 or 5 pounds, or, you know, a 5-pound trout probably is in the 5 to 6-year-old range.
Yeah.
You know, depending on his habitat and how much food he's got, but they don't grow as I think those fish down south in that high saline, you know, super saline, like Baffin, they grow a little faster,
yeah,
you know.
But. Yeah. Our little favorite spot that you and I fish a lot upstream, this flat up there,
yeah.
We were catching all females all spring long, and then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, the males came in there, and so it's really about half males and half females.
Well, there's spawning going on.
Yep, and we caught a couple and kept them because they were big, nice, you know, big, giant 17 to 18-inch trout. They were nice, but anyway, they were spawned out. They had no eggs in them, so we got a pretty good spawn going on. So, but out on the open bay, everything's still full of eggs, but upstream, they're spawned out pretty good up there. So, we got a good run of about 3 weeks ago. We got a good run of the tide runners upstream up there, and we're catching those long, skinny silverfish that fight like crazy.
Yeah,
and when you play them, they got those parasites in them because that's when those fish stay in the salt water up here. They don't have those. I mean, this fresh water up here, they don't have those parasites in them. But when they come from the Gulf upstream up here, and they got those parasites, you know they're.
You know why? Because they're around so many sharks.
That's it. Is that it?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's.
Wow.
I read up on that, and
okay,
it just makes a circle through the
wow.
sharks. Yeah.
Well,
it's
our
crazy.
Whole life. Up here in Trinity, we've had so much fresh water our whole life. They just don't have those parasites. And it seems like when the tide runners sit here, they got a lot of the parasites in them.
Right.
So, which doesn't hurt anything. We've been eating them our whole life. You fillet them.
No,
fry
they
them
fry up real nice, man.
Just look, it doesn't mean.
A little
anything.
Added protein to your fillet.
There you go. That's it.
You got it.
But it's
all right,
fishing.
For our mood. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you about getting with you and going fishing before hunting season cranks up again, which is right around the corner, how they get a hold of you, man?
Call me at 713-703-6656. I still have plenty of good days left.
All right, buddy.
Load them up. Come on.
Well, have a good day.
Okay,
good
I'll
luck.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Blaine. Bye-bye. See you, man. All right. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's currently going on. It's running all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish have been tagged and released, and Texas inshore waters swimming around waiting to be caught. With other species to fish for like gaff top, drum, and sheephead, then you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head over to Matagorda and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, Tommy boy. How you doing, man?
Just got in the truck and driving down the road.
Yeah.
Headed to Matagorda. This Oleman's tournament.
That's right. It's the big weekend.
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
Yeah, 2 days of it.
2 days of it.
2 days of fishing fun.
That's what they say. We're going to wade my guys this year. They want to wade and all that, so I got some waders. So we're going to give that a shot. Both days. I don't know if we're going to go to split it up, try to do east one day, west one day, or what, but we're going to be waiting for sure. So go try that, which the way the wind's blowing, I'm glad we are waiting.
Yeah. Might be a good day for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's mine shows it's blowing 18 over here right now. So
yeah, I'm showing your area 15 to 17.
Yeah, it's 18. Talked yesterday. So.
Right.
So waiting's probably a good answer. I don't know. We're gonna do something. Dang, a big black lab just ran right in front of me. I almost hit it.
Uh oh. That ain't
and
good.
It had something around its neck, like it looked like it broke its leash off or collar off.
Yeah.
Like it was tied to something. It was dragging something.
Wow. Huh. Where you at on Highway 60?
No, I'm actually like in town, basically.
Oh, you're already in town? Well,
yeah.
Somebody better get to looking for their lab, or it's going to be end up being roadkill.
Yeah, it's dragging about a, look like 10-foot rope.
Yeah, well, that isn't good. Hope they didn't have it tied to a tree or something. It deserves to be running free.
Yeah, I don't know what. It was weird looking, but anyway, I missed it, so we'll see where, hopefully he gets off the road.
Maybe it's a big, long snake he was dragging.
Yeah, had it in his mouth. But anyway, it's been, I think Charlie did okay waiting yesterday. He said he did pretty good, caught some fish.
That's good.
Drifting was pretty tough. I heard one or two people that did catch some, but it was a major struggle bus on the drifting yesterday.
Yeah, Charlie said he was going to go down west and wade grass beds.
Yeah. I think he said he did catch some fish. But the drifting wasn't too good. You know, I drifted, I bass fished one day this week, and then I saltwater fished 2 days. I can't even remember what days were what.
Right.
But the bass fishing was pretty good. We went to Fayette, and I would say it wasn't like lights out. We didn't just catch, you know, 50 or 60, but we caught some pretty good ones. I caught one that was like 7 pounds. So I had a 7-pounder, and that's always a plus. But We did. The ones we caught were good ones. We just didn't catch as many as sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I'll take quality over quantity any day.
Well, we had a 7 and probably 2 5s and a couple 4s.
Mm-hmm.
And then fish. a couple smaller ones. But it wasn't like a 50 fish day, like sometimes say it is. But
right.
But they were a good one. But we got chased around by rain a couple times. We had to move, got rained on, and all kinds of junk. But and then I fished, I don't know, two days in the bay. I had old Marvin Coon.
Right.
On like Tuesday maybe, and he brought his neighbor friend, and I mean we ended up catching, you know, I mean we ended up getting 6, but we had to fish for him, like we caught some pretty decent trout, and all the ones we did keep were 18-19 inchers. They were good ones,
right?
It just we had to fish for them, like it wasn't easy. We had
wasn't
to work pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a gimme. Both days I saltwater fished this week was not, you know, none of the days I saltwater fished, I don't even know how many I did, but anyway, it wasn't gimmies. It was either slow or you really had to fish for them.
Right.
But I wasn't waiting any, so, you know, I think that was a little, I think the waders have been catching a few more. I don't know, we'll find out on that deal. Today and tomorrow. Find out.
Well, there'll be
works.
Plenty of sticks out there fishing. Somebody's going to catch them.
Oh, there's going to be plenty of people. That's for sure. And I think there's even, not today, but I think tomorrow there's another tournament I heard. Some other small, like a 10 or 12 boat deal on top of the Oilman tomorrow. So it'll really be crowded even worse tomorrow.
Yeah, Bob Graham, he couldn't talk this morning. His cell signal's gone. But he sent me a picture of his grandson holding up a really nice big bass, and then they brim fished one day, and, man, all those brim are way bigger than my hand, just huge. They just loaded the boat with them.
So we actually, I had one of my customers the day I went to Fayette this week, caught a brim on a small crankbait or a shallow, like a square bill crankbait.
Uh-huh.
And it was like that. It was bigger than my hand. It was one of the biggest I've ever seen. And it was a girl, a high school girl, and she caught it on a square bill crankbait.
I'll be.
Yeah, so there's some big ones up there.
Yeah, there is. I mean, he had a table full of them. They filleted them. Fillet inside. It's good brim when you can fillet them.
Yes. That lake's got a lot of big gar, too. We saw 5 or 6 giant gar come up beside the boat.
Yeah.
This week, I'll tell you. I don't know what they were doing, but there's some big ones.
Probably eating bread.
Yeah, they might be. They might be. So, I think I'm all saltwater.
You know those big old lunkers, man. That's what they're eating. They'll eat a big old brim and hold on to it for 3 or 4 days.
I've seen bass. Like, I've watched bass come by the boat chasing brim.
Yeah.
And I've seen people that run trot lines and jug lines and for catfish.
Right.
With brim and catch giant bass on accident.
Right.
I had one of my cousins up on Lake Belton was running trot lines and was using brim for catfish. And he showed up one day and had a 9.5 pounder dead on there.
Wow.
Yeah. Swallowed the hook down and was hung up dead on there. So, yeah, they definitely eat them. Sure. I mean, look, they make a bunch of lures that look like brim, you know, now.
Yeah, they do. What do they call those new baits of glad baits that are so expensive?
Yeah, glad baits. Yeah,
yeah.
Glad baits. They have those look like, you know, everything. Big shad. Mm-hmm. But they have some that look just like brim. You know, you throw a big old baby brim up there, especially around a bass that's on a bed, and it's gone. It'll eat. And I've seen big giant bass eat crappie too, baby crappie.
Sure.
I caught an 8 pounder on Conroe one time, and we netted it, and when we netted it, pulled it in the boat, I was in the tournament, and it spit up like an 8-inch crappie.
I'll be.
Yeah, which sucked because I wanted that. I wish it had been in there.
Yeah, it was a little extra weight there for you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a 7-8-inch crappie, and he spit it up in the net.
It's like having a trout with a good mullet in it. Get him to the scales. Well, back right. when you could keep a trout like that for a tournament.
But. Right. Yeah, now you can't do it. I guess you can't.
No, I was on Rayburn one time fishing with a friend, and we were down around Indian, and we were wacky worming deep buck brush, and I caught a pretty good sized brim like that, and I took it off and flipped it over in the water, and you know how they'll kind of just sit on top and sit on the side, and I got ready to make a cast, and I looked down, and this huge bass, I mean, bucket mouth, just came up and just sucked that brim in like it was a minnow and swam off with it. I'm going,
yep.
Kevin, we're throwing wrong baits.
Yep. And it's amazing how they eat. Those fins on those brim are sharp. And I mean, amazing how those
fins. Well, they got to swallow them head first or they'll choke to death on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sure will, buddy. All right, Tommy, I got to run, man. Hey, good luck in the tournament, and wish you the best. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing Matagorda with you, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
Yes, sir. On Facebook, it's just Tommy Alexander, but phone's always the best way. Text or leave a message if I don't answer at 979-709-8242.
You got it. All right, Tommy. It's always fun, buddy, and good luck to you.
We're gonna see, and I think I fish saltwater every day next week, so
I'll check in with you next week, man.
All right.
You have fun.
All right, later.
Catch him up. All right, later, man. All right. Now let's run down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better. It's all good, alrighty, my friend. What's up with you?
Just loading up the fishing gear in my boat.
There you
getting
go.
Ready for an early morning.
Another day, another A.
Yes, sir. Sorry I didn't get to make the show last week. I ended up taking some clients fishing.
You got under the weather there,
got
man.
Sick.
Yeah, you got
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, I ended up getting COVID.
Well, did we lose you? I think we did. See if you can get him back. We were just fixing to get started. Said he got sick, so. Yeah, at least he texted me and let me know in advance. And I really appreciate these guys, how good they are about that, because, you know, I put them on the call list and make sure I can get them. And if they can't make it, they shoot me a text and I can fill in with somebody else for a fishing report somewhere else or even in the area if that's possible. But I don't know what was up with his phone. All right, let's check it out again, see if we can hold this call. All right, Brian, we're back, man. Yeah.
Sorry, something's happening.
That's all right.
There.
It just cut off. Weird deal.
I don't get the best service here at my but anyways, yeah, I did some fishing and stuff, and fishing's been pretty good. You know, it's still windy. You know, we're not getting the real calm weather that we want to go, you know, chase the huge tarpon and stuff. I mean, when it is doing it, when it's barely calm enough, we're still out there doing it and we're catching some good fish.
Right.
You know, we've been getting some bigger ones, you know, 160 pounders and stuff like that.
Awesome.
But not as many as we would like to, not because of lack of fish, just because of lack of weather cooperation.
Exactly.
It's just a little bit bouncy out there. And I mean, anybody's down to go out there and sit in the really rough waves if you're going to whack them. But if you're going to go sit out there and have to really try hard for it, it's a whole other story, you know, so you don't really want to be suffering too much. But we've been doing that. You know, we've been catching bull reds out at the jetties the week before. You know, I was going to talk to you last week about that. So we were catching a bunch of bull reds out at the jetties and smaller. Well, some snook on topwater action. I had the Crosby brothers, Rick and Skip it,
right,
for the last 2 days, yesterday, the day before. And they caught some little tarpon, some nice big snook, take home some big, real quick. And just been doing the general fishing guide stuff, you know. I've been fishing deeper water for the trout and whatnot. My friends are finally, that are fishing the flats every day, are finally starting to get a hold of the redfish in the shallows a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the shallow clear stuff, they're throwing artificials out there. And they're getting some good bites, you know. They're not having to fish all the chocolate milk and stuff anymore like they were mad about having to do for the last, you know, month or two.
Yeah, everybody's already forgotten about all that rain y'all got, but those floods down there were something else, man.
Yeah, they were something else. And then I tell you what, we got rain, you know, a week and a half ago. We got a lot, another like 8 inches, and it's been, you know, some of the stuff has been pretty chocolatey, like near the drains and whatnot, but the intercoastal where a lot of people are chasing fish right now is pretty chocolatey also. But
yeah,
I mean, it's greening up pretty quick. We should be having some fairly calm weather sometime soon here.
Well, we're hoping for it.
And
darn wind's hanging on a long time this year.
Yeah, it's taken forever to get calm this year. It's going to be one of those years, a rough year, but it's all right.
It's looking that way.
Yeah, I'm just doing a lot more snook fishing and juvenile tarpon fishing right now than I was last year.
Yeah.
I think last year I probably had about 40 tarpon, big tarpon already by this time. And I'm not at that number yet, so.
Yeah,
we're working on it.
Maybe we'll get a break in it and get some stability.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And so yeah, I'm snook fishing today, so I'm just loading up. I've got a father-son duo, and we're going to see if we can get them on some snook. I took them out last year, and they caught a huge tarpon with me, and it's just not calm enough this year, so we're going to go try to get some snook, topwaters, maybe a big old redfish. There's been some pretty big reds in a couple of spots, too, where I've been fishing, so I try to get in on some of that, maybe grab a snapper or two for dinner.
Yeah, at least you got a good backup hole.
Yeah, you know, call it a good day after that.
Yeah, if I can't fish for tarpon, snook would be a real good way to make the day anyway. That's fun stuff, you know, catching snook. A lot of people never done it. They need to try it. It's awesome.
It's a blast to me. It's just a little different, you know, the way they hit the top waters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's a different style, you know. I like to switch it up a little bit every once in a while, you know.
Right.
Well, so it keeps the guessing game, keeps me guessing.
You got so many options down there. You know, you can fish every day. You got a lot of options.
Yeah, I got stuff for, you know, fishing when it's really windy. You know, I got some spots, and then I got some spots for when it's really calm, too. So,
best of both worlds.
Yeah. But, just getting ready, about to run right now, and we're going to get an early start because we are going to throw a little bit of live bait today, and I like to get out there. If I'm throwing live bait, I like to get out there before the sun comes up.
Yeah.
So I can really, shine my light and get some baits easy. Cause
that'll find the bait, buddy. That spotlight will find it.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Well, I know you're busy getting ready to roll, my friend. Somebody wants to call you, come down and fish with you. Give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure. A quick call or text would be best. Area code 956-755-9413. Or you can check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpaw.com.
You got it, Brian. Have a good day. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
All right, man. See you. All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera down at South Padre. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.